do it. Friday Night Pints. It's the Yak Friday Night Pints crossover edition. It's brought to you by Slick. Look at these. This is the next evolution of alcohol right here. It's like your icy ice cream pops.
That's how there's alcohol in that?
Yeah, baby.
Warm summer day.
Right? Look, it's only 90 calories. Mine's blue raspberry. He's got the margarita. We've got all sorts of rum flavors. We've got pineapple. We got daiquiris.
We got mango margaritas.
Mm.
I've said this before, it's the perfect thing in the morning when you have a hangover.
Very good.
It's just a little taste of alcohol, just a bit.
And you don't have to. It's almost like when you're like nauseous and you're chewing on ice instead of drinking because you don't want to throw up. You know what I mean? When you're hungover,
I don't have teeth that can do that.
You're not going to have any teeth soon, period. Like, at all.
His nipples get too hard. He was just saying that his nipples get hard when
whenever
his hair stands up.
Like ice pops, he gets his nipples hard. So I don't know, maybe Slick makes your nipples hard too. Perfect for your rooftop, you're out on the beach, you're at the pool, anywhere during the spring or summer.
Sticking these in the cooler for the beach?
Imagine. Just don't let your kids get them, you know? 21 or up. Go get all the different flavors. SlickSpiritedIce.com. You can get them delivered right to your door. It's brought to you by 21 Holdings, LLC in West Chicago, Illinois. Must be 21 or up to purchase, like I said, and consume. Please drink responsibly, or in this case, slushy responsibly, icy responsibly. Put them in your freezer. Put them in the cooler. Get out there and get your booze in your body through a Slick Icy. It's the next evolution, like I said. We got Rowan, Owen, Big Cat, and Lil Sats. It's the Yak Friday Night Pints crossover. How we doing, big man?
We're missing our Russian.
Yeah, I just got
you can't be trusted, man. You can't be trusted.
I think we're gonna hire him.
I know you. You think you're gonna? You're definitely gonna hire him.
Well, I'm not gonna hire him, but I think I've talked Donnie into getting him as an intern because Donnie then it actually works perfect. Donnie can just go to Serbia and Yugoslavia.
Okay,
and
so let me set the scene.
Bring that dude with him.
About 2 weeks ago, this dude shows up and he says he's from Serbia and he's looking for me because I had that whole thing where I was fighting with the whole country of Serbia. And he's huge, right?
He's 6'5", people six, tell me, six,
I, it
six,
was like, it was like William Wallace. Basketball. They were like, he's 7 feet tall. I was like, who is this guy? I wasn't in the office that day. Left me a note on my desk. I was kind of like, okay, never talk to this guy again. Next thing I know, he's doing a full hour on the fucking yak with you guys.
Yeah, God. Okay, so here's the thing.
Oh, my God. They could cut class.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem with the Serbian, Russian, Yugoslavian, whatever he is.
He shows up the next day, and he walks on the yak.
Yeah, he had two things going for him. One is that accent. He admitted it. He's like, whenever someone's like, hey, where do you think you're going? He's like, is this a problem? Go ahead.
At that size, with that accent, it's okay, bro, whatever you fucking want to do.
Two, the Yak is the perfect show where I think I was looking, and I'm looking at Nick, KB, and Roan, and they're all looking back at me, and we all think one of us is fucking with the other person, so he could just be there forever, and we're like, all right.
And he was. Right?
When's this bit up? Who set this up?
This is the problem, and I don't know how you handle this. You live in a house of horrors.
No, it's
you
terrible.
You live in a fun house with
it's
the act.
It's terrible.
That whole cast, there's 9 of you in there. I can't even be around. I can't be around KB or Nick. I can't be around KB and Nick. And you throw all you motherfuckers in?
No.
I feel like I am constantly being laughed at. I'm constantly the butt of the joke. And I'm constantly being pranked. So I'm like hanging out with any of you.
Yeah.
And they scare me and make me feel uncomfortable.
That's what put
and now
me
you're going to get a giant Russian into the mix.
Yes.
It's what put me on the offensive because they're always like, am I being attacked right now? So I have to start attacking people to make sure that I'm not the butt of the joke.
This sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I would check out of that.
You're on edge at all times.
At all times, I'm ready to fire back. I'm ready to. Remember when Hank came off the wall on the duct tape and you just ran over ready to punch him for some reason? That's me with the Yak crew. Just who wants it? Give me this fucking. Who's gonna make fun of me? You're all too young and you're all funnier than me. I don't like this.
It's a fascinating world of, because there's also it's almost like Survivor, because there's definitely Nick and KB are always
horrible.
No, Nick and KB are always in cahoots,
uh-huh.
But then Nick sometimes will fuck with KB, Roan and I have
they
an alliance. Sass is loosely related to Nick and KB, mm-hmm. But he's not. Owen is part of it.
Yeah,
and then Brandon gets pranked all the time.
You might scare me the most.
Yeah.
He's the biggest wild card. I don't know enough about
just
you
sitting
yet.
There quiet.
You just, yeah. Silent assassin where I'm like, I just pay
Owen off because he gets me coffee and I'll just hand him $400
and it's a good deal.
And I'm just
what's the most cash Big Cat's ever slid you for something?
I buy him coffee most days and then he gives me about 200% of whatever I said.
But it's also, that's hey man, you have to have my back.
That's like the mafia thing almost. Right. It's paying for protection.
It's a subtle don't bite the hand that
feeds. Right, exactly. Yeah.
Keep feeding him. You have to just keep feeding him.
Are you now worried at all, though, that Lil Sass is popping off on YouTube? next thing you know, he's getting like too big for his
britches. Well, he's a star. I mean,
he's the king of New York.
We're living in Sass's world.
Not quite.
When he throws his head back with it all, and shows every tooth in a smile, you know, give it to us.
Look at that. You can see at least like 22 teeth.
Bro, that is the molars.
How many teeth do you have?
30, I think.
Really? That's it?
How many teeth do you have?
15 and 15.
Have you ever seen that picture of a toddler's mouth? How it's like they have all their teeth, and then on top of it are their... like
pushing them out.
Adult teeth that are pushing it out. It's fucking scary.
No, I'm not interested in mouths.
I think that teeth are... I'm not interested in mouths. There's
mouths aren't... They're disgusting.
Clip that. They really are. Absolutely vile.
I heard cavities are contagious. And that fucking blew my mind about mouths.
Cavities are contagious?
That there's like a bacteria in your saliva that like...
So if I make out with fights right now, I'm going to get cavities?
If he has cavities.
Of course. He's Feitelberg.
I got cavities for sure.
Is Feitelberg alive? Does he have a pulse? He has cavities.
I used to get, I was telling this story recently, I used to get cavities like every day when I was a kid because my baby teeth didn't have enamel on them. So like every day I had to go to the dentist to get a tooth ripped out. It was fucking hellacious.
I've been to the dentist for awful living.
I haven't been to the dentist. I have a fake tooth here that broke, so I went and like to get that. I have not done like a checkup.
Yeah.
I swear to God, 15 years.
Really?
And because at this point though, I'm terrified to go.
Yeah.
Because it's like
I do
clean my teeth. Like it's I don't think I have cavities. I thought I had one like a couple weeks ago that the pain went away. So I don't know. But but I feel like if you go after 15 years,
no,
like,
it's impossible. The only reason I went back was like a stoolie hit me up was like, hey, I'm a dentist in Brooklyn. Like if you ever need, I was like, all right.
I need like
I'm
a confidant.
Yes.
Because
right?
If I go to a regular dentist, they're going to be offended by me.
Right.
They're going to be like, what is this?
I can be honest. Like, that person knows me, so I can be honest with them.
Right.
Whereas I go to like, real doctors. Old dentist, and they're just like, dude,
see,
what
I'm
are
the
you
exact
doing?
Opposite. If I do a stooly dentist, no fucking shot.
You'd be honest. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I was like, I wouldn't go to him. Like, he's going to tell people. Like, he's going to violate HIPAA laws.
No, but Heidelberg's telling you. Yeah, but what is he going to tell?
Like, David with the fucking picture. John,
what is he going to tell? Your teeth are gross? Like, I say that out loud. My teeth are gross. My gums are a mess. Like, all these things are public facts.
I think I'm just going to wait until I die of, like, mouth cancer. There's, like, something bad's happening in here until I'm dead.
Dude, that's the old story with Dave when we went to...
the alien thing?
Yeah, we went to L.A. Oh, it was me, Hank, and Dave. It was, like, 2013 or 14. We're sitting, eating dinner, and Dave just, in the middle of dinner, just goes... Ah! And we're like, what happened? He's like, I don't know, something just fucking died in my mouth. And then we're like, dude, you should go see a dentist. And then he like sat there in agonizing pain for like 10 minutes. And then he's like, all right, I think I'm good. And that, he didn't see a dentist. For that, that's the same thing that he went and got his tooth fixed like 5 years later. He never saw a dentist.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, he finished his meal. He never saw a dentist. And then he's like, oh yeah, I need a new tooth. Like 5 years later, he never saw a dentist.
What a sentence! Like, something just died in my mouth. Yeah.
He just like stopped it.
I think it got dev nested. But do you remember the alien?
Yes. Oh, that was something different.
He had an abscess.
He had, but it looked like a tooth almost that was growing like where teeth should not grow.
Yeah, his tongue.
He like pulled his mouth back.
It was under
like,
his tongue.
He was like, I have an alien growing in my mouth.
That's disgusting.
This
is why I don't do mouths.
Don't fuck with mouths. It's just funny to think now, though, like, you know, fucking Barstool, Miami, Dave Portnoy wouldn't be out here being like, look at this fucking thing right
now. No way.
Gross.
No chance.
They're the good old days where it's like, look how gross we are. Laugh at us. Yeah. Now it's like, do you think we're hot?
I think it would take a lot for me to actually, like, I don't know what would have to happen for me to be, like, concerned enough to actually go to the dentist.
Dude, I'll tell you what happens for me.
I think it's extreme pain.
Yeah.
I can't chew on the right side of my mouth, so I chew to the left.
Like a root canal.
If you see brown on your teeth, like, I saw the back of my teeth, and it was like stain, and it was disgusting.
Yes.
And I was like, that was a come to Jesus moment for me, and I went in, and I thought, I was like, it's going to be like that forever. They're rotten. And then I was like, no, we'll just clean that off right now for you.
I would go and get my teeth cleaned.
It's easy and fast, but...
You what?
I would go and get my teeth cleaned, but I'm like, think I'm over the point. Like, I know I have two cavities. They told me.
And
I never
got
them.
No, you have to do it.
No,
that's a bad idea.
It was 3 years ago.
Oh, you're fine. So she just said, you have dead teeth in your mouth.
Yeah, I
once went in. They're my wisdom teeth.
No, you have to take care of it now, because I once went in, and I had two cavities on each side, so four total. And I went in... And they're like, all right, we're going to fill these cavities. I got two filled, and I hated it so much. I was like, oh, shit, I have an emergency. I got to leave. I left in the middle of the dentist.
And you never
And I never came back. And then I came back 2 years later, and they're like, they're root canals now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot.
That is the ultimate, like, I think we all live by the idea of, like, that's a tomorrow problem, right?
Correct.
But you can't do that
root
once you have a cavity, bro. It's like,
I'm not going to be
out of the dentist. I got a cavity filled in eighth grade, and I'm pretty sure they told me it was a temporary filling and to come back. And I just never went back.
I still have it. Bro, where were your parents?
Yeah, it's not a you problem.
Like, I still feel it in the back of my mouth.
That's like the only time of your life.
Himself home. Yeah. I'm never coming here again. Yeah.
The only time of your life you're supposed to actually, like, take care, like, have things taken care of is when you're that young and your parents will do it for you.
If you were already given up,
that's
great.
Yeah.
I did that with my car. I got in a car accident, and they fixed it, like, enough, and they were like, but you got to come back for, like, this one last part.
Nah.
And they're like, we have to order it, though. It'll be, like, 2 months.
Nah.
See you never.
Yeah.
So now I'm definitely going to turn that car in when the lease is up, and they're going to be like, where's the chassis?
Or whatever. But if it can drive?
I don't know, bro. It's somewhere in Jersey in this auto shop that I
crashed. It's like a fucking gallbladder, though. You can drive around
that's
without the shit? It's like, why even have it there?
They told me it works fine without it. I was like, so then, see you never.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, yeah, this
why
is not
even part of it?
I think pain in your mouth is easily the worst place to have pain.
Yes.
Because
yes.
It's constantly...
Back pain sucks, too.
You can't drink.
No, because
back pain sucks.
Yeah,
back and mouth.
Well, back pain is like you know, you're like debilitated. But mouth pain is like you're just sitting there thinking like, my tooth hurts, my tooth hurts, my tooth hurts.
And also you're constantly
you're
irritating.
Always using your mouth.
Chewing,
breathing,
chewing, or you drink some cold water and it's like...
Yeah.
I think that's when you know you have cavities, is when you can't eat without pain.
The car thing is so true, though, because I got a notice that like there was a recall part on my car. I was like, okay, not going to do that.
Nope.
It's like, yeah, like five people have had their car like blow up on the side of the
brakes?
Highway. I don't care.
I need it to be like your car will explode or your car, like, the brakes will not work. Otherwise, I'm like...
I still don't think I'd take it in.
Yeah.
My car.
There is no... Yeah, I'll be the one. I'm good. I feel like... I think Erica said it the other day. We've all said it for years now that, like, Barstool has the persona of, like, drunk frat boys, and we're all just kind of, like, internet nerds. I also don't think there's any... There's no, like, car guys here, right? There's no like, macho mechanic. Yeah, I guess Chad.
And he's the only one who could use a hammer, probably, too.
That's like, what I mean. Like, as far as handiwork and mechanics.
I feel like
and
Billy tries to be, like, rugged.
No, he would not try. I'm an aspiring car, like, fan.
Yeah.
Like, I, my hobby is to think about owning
like, a car.
Multiple different types of cars.
See, I feel like that's going to go by the wayside, man. I feel like eventually everyone just gets, like, a self-driving car, and it's like we're all just fucking getting
carted
around.
Yeah, but then that's when it'll be... When everyone has a Tesla, it'll be cool to have, like, a 1970 Cadillac.
Yeah. I feel like they're not going to allow that. I'm telling you, man, this whole self-driving car thing is
bad
news.
No, I don't trust that at all.
Yeah, it's bad news.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I think it's going to be, like, it's like a form of control, almost.
I never thought about it like that.
I don't think I can have trust.
Your
car and just drive where you want to drive. That's a problem.
Yeah, I don't think I had enough trust in a car.
That's a problem.
To be like falling asleep at the
wheel.
Absolutely
not.
But like, you think it's just going to say no when you want to go to the supermarket?
Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
No,
I don't fucking know, man. Like, if
that
there's traffic, you know, you gotta go, like, this way and that way.
That's what Bloomberg would do, right? He'd be like, yo, you can't get food.
The greatest... The greatest move...
Think again.
When Bloomberg hooked up a window unit AC to his truck, do you remember that?
No.
He put, like, a regular-ass air conditioner in his SUV window. Had a fucking...
I vaguely had a.
It was Michael
Bloomberg?
Yes.
The billionaire?
Yes. No, it was great because it was spite. They were saying his carbon footprint's too big, he's driving around too much or whatever. And so he was either doubling down or this was like better environmentally, but he had an extension cord like running into Gracie Mansion and he had a fucking AC unit just sticking out of like the back of his Tahoe. It was amazing.
That's
billionaire with a window unit in his whip. It's like
psychopath.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Old school Barstool. Remember when Hank was running the AC just sitting on the floor?
No.
Remember Dave came down and Hank was just running an AC unit and was sitting on the floor, not in a window. And Dave was like, this is just recycling the same air.
John thinks it's going to work that way.
Wait, does it work?
No.
No,
I don't think so.
So that would just be like a fan.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need
Why
does
it need the outside air?
I'm not
just
a
like
fucking scientist, John, but I know it does.
My fucking bedroom window has bars on it. And which doesn't make any sense because I'm not on the first floor, but it has bars on it, so I can't put a regular window in it, and so I have to have like one of those like
standalone things with the tube.
With a tube, yeah. And it doesn't work for shit.
No,
it would be so funny if John was on like probation, and he had to go to jail every night, and this is how he's telling us. Like, yeah,
I got bars.
Like, I have to be home by 9 p.m. and I have bars on my window.
No, I only go to jail on holidays.
Oh, yeah. All right, so you're hiring this Russian.
I'm not.
He was here for like 4 hours after the act ended.
Well, he had to charge his phone to get back to Buffalo.
We know where this asshole stands. Where does the rest of the act crew stand on that 7-foot-tall Russian from Buffalo? You want him?
No. I have no.
That's a no.
You want him? Definitely.
You want him?
I don't think so.
No. Wait, hold on. Let me explain.
If they hired him, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, right. I don't want to be responsible whatsoever, but I wouldn't mind if he was around.
You want him to be like the Barstool bouncer?
No, I want Donnie.
Other people from
Donnie
in like
or KB and Nick should hire him if he's actually like decent at whatever they need him to do. I think having a Russian in the mix would be funny.
He knew a lot about.
I just
basketball.
Don't get why he lied about being Russian. Like being Serbian's interesting enough.
Right, and then he said he was from Yugoslavia, which was not a country even remotely close to that. He's like 20-something years old. Right. Yeah,
I think it's because it didn't work when he went to KFC, and so he's like, all right, let me just try a different nationality.
Yeah, right.
And he was going to cycle through. He'd be Jamaican the week afterwards. Nigerian friend.
He had a good line. He said, Russian is entertainment 101 like peanut butter and jelly.
That's true.
Russian is entertainment 101.
Yep. Yeah.
Like peanut butter
and
jelly.
We were talking
like
about
blue
like...
Blue jelly.
Am I the only one that doesn't... I mean, what?
We were
it's
asking
hard to combat logic like that.
Yeah, yeah. We were asking him questions about Putin, and he was like, I'm not going to talk about like our leader like that or something like
yeah.
that. And he was like, that's
yeah,
so
he's
that
like,
was
I
all
saw
that
with
too.
Like, Jeremy Perrette and Panarin. Yeah. Like, I'm not
going to... What's going on with him? Is he back?
He's back, yeah. He came back a few weeks ago.
But is he, like, safe? Is it over?
He's always been safe. It's his family. I don't get why Russians, once you get money, get him the
fuck
over here.
Out.
Your crazy uncle wants to stay there, fine, that's on
yeah,
him.
But like get
your
mom
immediate
and your wife
family,
and kids. Yeah.
You move here now so I can say what I
that
want.
That is crazy. How about that house that Putin lives in?
In Sochi?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the rooftop one?
Yeah,
that is crazy.
The other one,
that literally looks like that looks like the guy's house in like Despicable Me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, someone had the tweet that I think it went viral, but it was perfect. It was like,
you stole that joke, bro.
Yeah.
No, they're like, oh, so he's a villain.
Yeah, like, right.
But he also has
that
huge...
By the way, so he gets in like an elevator and goes like 50 stories up to just get to the one floor you can live on, or can you live in that thing?
That's sick.
There's probably a rocket ship on the bottom
to
part.
Get to the top,
you can just eject.
What happens if you like light a like your bagel goes on fire or something?
That's got to be.
Or like walking the dog.
Yeah.
Right. I'll be right back. I gotta go 50 stories down to just get outside for a second.
How's he rich? How's Putin rich?
He just takes all the money from the country.
Bribes? Did he write a book?
Professional warlord.
I think all the taxes go to him.
Really? Probably.
Yeah, he just gets to take whatever he wants.
I would imagine the oligarchs have to give him a lot of money to protect
that. Did you see the big one? So that one's obviously crazy, that like hunting line. I think is what he calls it.
Hunting lodge.
I think that's what he calls it.
Please,
with
dude.
Mega billion-dollar, like multi-billion-dollar mansion that he's building is fucking wild.
Well,
you read about that.
So that's what I'm reading now. He has a $1 billion palace.
He has a whole ice rink under. Like, there's this big mound. It just looks like grass, and there's an ice rink underneath it.
That motherfucker plays way too much hockey to be as bad as he is. He's like the rings of hockey.
What are you talking about?
Manny Pacquiao. They just like let him win.
Dude, he scored like 7 goals
against the Bear.
Yeah.
Listen to this. So they list it. That, like, officially, he makes $133,000 a year.
That's what I mean. Like, how is he rich?
The Kremlin says that he lives $133,000 a year, and the apartment that he, like, lives in, listed, is just, like, a normal apartment.
So, and then they said the billion-dollar palace isn't happening?
Right? Yeah,
so
no, he says, it's not his.
Former advisor says that he's worth $70 billion. A hedge fund manager claims that it's $200 billion, so he would be, like, the richest man, like, in the world. And
pennies.
Forbes says it's... Oh, that's Bezos. So, yeah, like, anywhere between $133,000 and $200 billion. And this article is like, and we don't know how.
They poisoned the guy who, like, got drone shots of his big house and has done all the reporting. They, like, poisoned him. He can't,
I was going to say, why would
he
you
has,
do that?
Like,
was that Navalny?
Yeah, I think so. He's in Germany now or somewhere.
No, Navalny came back. He turned himself in on purpose.
Oh, wow.
To make a political statement, not something I do.
What?
Here's my thing.
Dude, just you can just, like, kneel during the national anthem. You don't have to turn yourself in.
That's what I mean. There's other ways to fucking...
just make Mike Pence sick to his stomach.
Do you think... How narcissistic and, like, stupid do you have to be to just be a single reporter, single guy, and think that you're going to, like, stop Putin? Like, now your whole life is at risk. Your family's life's at risk. You got to turn yourself in. You got to do this, you do that. And, like, you were ever going to turn, like, you were going to stop Putin from being a 200 billionaire?
No. I would make my political statements from a country that wouldn't extradite. Yeah. I'd just be like, I'm going to hang out here.
But, okay, so he's flip a bad side. Guy. Flip side of that, though, it's got to feel pretty awesome to, like, be a single guy who bothers the richest man in the world that much. Like, you are in his head. Like, rent-free in his head.
There's also a chance he doesn't even know about it.
No. Are you serious?
Yeah. He's probably got people that
Dude,
are just like,
Putin knows about all of his enemies.
You think Putin's reading the comments?
No, he definitely knows. Yeah.
Navalny's sitting in jail right now like a Twitter troll who's like, got you to respond, though.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Putin's not even that rich. He's like, I'll fucking buy a fucking mansion on top of a fucking mountain.
I do think that guys like Putin and guys like Trump do get... You can get to them, and they will do things. Like, I'll make a villainous fucking hunting lodge.
Surprised he's triggered. Putin even, like, has a phone.
What?
He probably just has, like, a home phone.
I do understand that side of it, too, though, where it's like, I don't know if he's just, like, dicking around on Twitter.
But what does he do all day, then?
What does anybody do all day?
He rides horses and shit. There's, like, you're seeing the picture of him shirtless riding the horse?
It's just for a picture, though. It's for the gram.
No, I don't think
for
Could you imagine, does Putin have Instagram? He's just, like, at Putin, and just, like, getting these likes off, you know?
That'd be incredible.
Like, imagine being the chicks who got to fuck Putin. They must just, like, cycle in.
I doubt he fucks.
You don't think Putin?
What? You couldn't be more wrong about everything.
Nuts. Vladimir Putin will fuck you, bro.
Probably has. I wouldn't be surprised if you take his pants off and there's just no dick there.
It's like a Ken doll?
What is that?
With the no dick?
Yeah, that picture.
What?
Have you seen the picture of him with no dick?
Who?
Me. Sass.
It was to combat the big nipples picture. He's trying to put out misinformation because he actually has big nipples.
I don't have the picture. Like,
it's somebody just
someone
like
replied
today.
To one of
show
my
us your nipples.
Yeah,
it's like a year old.
Fucked up.
If you have a dick, show us your nipples.
The dick thing is weirder. Trust me. That made me. You make me. Your Twitter makes me so uncomfortable.
That picture is like a year old, and I took it in my dorm. And I removed my penis on Photoshop.
Wait, were you saying, like, pantsless?
Yeah, See, I took it on Snapchat, and I got the memory, like a couple months ago.
Of your actual dick?
Like, it was, like, Snapchat memories, and it was just a picture of me with just my dick out. Like, standing with all my clothes on.
I think I would be way too nervous that you could, like, undo the Photoshop.
Oh, I would
take
that
like,
10 million
like,
times.
I would post
it. Oh, you
it,
would
and
be,
then,
like, take away, like, the black bar and
like,
stuff like that?
Yeah, like, somebody can, like, revert it back, and then you're just standing there with your dick out. Hang on, this picture is, I think it's in your mentions of your, of like one of your latest tweets.
It was in the mentions
horrifying.
Of my last video.
Here. Absolutely horrifying.
Oh my god. Yeah. What's wrong with
you? Look at your thighs though, bro. You've been fucking hitting those Romanians.
College seemed like a blast for you, Sass.
Yeah, what did people think of you from your college?
I mean, I that was...
Wait, how, you graduated or no?
No.
He's actually still there.
Yeah, so wait, what year would you be in right now?
Sophomore.
Okay, yeah, so you went for like a semester.
Yeah, I was there for like 6 months.
Were you like, I mean, obviously your Twitter was popping off at that point. Were you like known in college?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Bitches wanted you.
Around campus.
Sass walks into a party, what happens? Break it down to us. Paint the picture. What's the scene like?
A lot of pictures with me.
Pants flying off.
Yeah. No, I mean, it wasn't anything crazy. I kept to myself.
What about now?
You don't say.
There's not really much now. It's like,
so wait. By the way, this picture, it was like a self, like a timer or something.
Yeah, self timer. Yeah. People would always be like, "Who takes these pictures of you?" And it's like, obviously, no one's like, obviously, I'm not having someone take the picture.
It's like, oh, I would come in here.
Imagine that. Yeah, like,
can you grab this pic?
Just right there. Yeah. Yeah. My dick's here. Okay?
Yeah.
Are you gonna Photoshop this out? Or
what's weirder, that picture or like the KB 2-liter bottle picture?
I still, like, I can't believe that's real.
The KB 2-liter bottle one is weird because that was, like, completely serious and not an ironic picture.
He was trying to go pop off on
that
the
vine. That was a thirst trap.
No, it wasn't. No, he was making a joke the same way you were making
it. No, he was doing a vine.
He was just at a different level. It was only for, like, 7 vine
notes. Has anyone ever seen, like, because it was a video, right? Not a picture? Like,
I've never seen the still shot.
I think it's like he's thrusting.
So he jumps, right? Or he like jumps into, jumps behind it or something like that. He like leaps in like, and like lands behind the Pepsi.
He had to have been a different person then.
The video of him like making out with
a wrestler. He's in the locker room. He's like fucking naked with dudes.
The video of him making out with like the 50-year-old lady at the concert is fucking insane.
His Venmo profile picture is him making out with a different old woman.
That was like your shtick for a while and just go out and make out with old chicks.
There's so much good comedy that's just lost on Vine. Like, yeah, it was the best.
I don't understand why, like if I was rich right now, I would be like, Vine's coming back.
Yeah.
Because did Twitter just buy it, though?
I think so.
Twitter's always on Vine.
Well, whatever. I would just make a 6-second, you know, I would just make Vine again. Because it was the only platform. Everyone hates, like, every platform that's out there, and the one that people loved got taken away.
Right.
I think it was something with, like, people like weren't like they didn't pay anyone similar to Twitter, but like
that was the beginning of like
people were like blowing up, and
that's when
they were just like they would just like switch over to YouTube because that was why would I post on this,
right?
That was one of the first times where I like Logan Paul now, but the
you went nuts. I remember that blog.
I fucking hated it
when we found out they were making like 150k a week.
No, not a week, Kevin, not a week. It was a 60-minute special on influencers and stuff like that. It was like Logan Paul, Kim Kardashian.
And at this point, Logan's like 18, probably, right? It was years ago.
Yeah. He was filming a Dunkin' Donuts vine. 6 seconds, all it can be. And it was like someone throws him a coffee and he like falls and like starts drinking it. And he just gets up and there's like one take and he goes, that was 250 grand. And I was this motherfucker.
That was like 2017, right?
No, I think it was like 20. I think it ended in 2016.
When did we move here? It was like the first year we moved.
I think it was like 15, 16. Yeah.
It was. I was.
And that because that was like the very beginning of when they. I think they did their first house, the Team 10 house, and all that shit. It was when it like this whole era started.
Apparently, there's like some street in LA that like every single like Vine star lived on for a while.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why don't you go live in one of those houses?
I would rather kill myself than do that.
What if you were the leader of the house?
No, I don't want to be in a house with a bunch of people who make videos. Like that's so that
why?
Would be
because
miserable.
They're funnier than you?
No,
you just want to work in a job with a bunch of people though. Like,
well, imagine if we all had to go home together.
Yeah,
you do. You live with Owen.
Yeah, you
do. Me and Owen talk to each other like 4 times a day max.
Owen sleeps in your bed.
That's only on special occasions. Like this weekend, I'm heading out.
I know
sleeping in my bed.
I know you were. YouTube's going well for you now, right?
I don't know.
I know you were very mad when like TikTok was popping, and you were not.
I wasn't.
Tass was just like, "Fuck TikTok, man! Like, come follow me on Twitter." I think your exact line was like, "Why would I do TikTok? Like, I'm not good on that. Just come follow me on Twitter." I was like, "Yeah, well, yeah, we have to. I don't know."
I mean, TikTok. I just don't think I'm ever gonna like blow up on like really blow up.
You love hate with it though. You just need to try different things.
No, I just don't.
What's funny is like when the YouTubes were short. Obviously, the length matters, but like it works on YouTube. And it's not working on TikTok. It's like, I do 1 minute man on Instagram. It's great. On TikTok, it doesn't work. On YouTube, doesn't work. It's like,
I mean, I think
just
it's more.
Watching people.
I think it's more just like, I'm still going to post stuff on TikTok, but like, I'm only going to post stuff that I make for like YouTube or Twitter. Like, yesterday I posted a video and I shortened it down for TikTok.
Right.
And like, I'll do that, but I'm not going to like really, unless I have an idea, I'm not going to like go out of my way for TikTok.
Do you do TikTok?
Yeah.
You had a good TikTok.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was going to say, you
did this. I've just been doing it since the year started.
Thing
since
and all
to like start doing TikTok.
How many followers you got?
Like 100 something?
Yeah.
100, like 30 maybe?
Right. I mean, as long as, once you get to like 6 figures, you're fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
TikTok was the one thing everyone was like, bro, everybody gets followers. And I was like,
I posted one.
Didn't work. And
I was like, fuck this.
It takes so much time.
There's just some people though that like they go like from like 0 to 100 so fast.
Right. They're like, why not me? Why not the 36-year-old white guy?
36-year-old white guys do it, though.
when do you think... I had, like, an epiphany the other day where I was just thinking, like, we all keep signing up for every app.
By the way, did you see what fucking speaking new apps, what Twitter offered to buy Clubhouse for?
No.
$4 billion.
And they say no?
And I think they said no.
Well, now Twitter just like, has its own fund.
We're going to just do it ourselves, yeah. Dumbass.
And then they just got it for free. Like,
yeah.
By just making their own.
You didn't invent audio, so we're just going to use audio on our app.
How do you not learn from Snapchat's mistake? Remember that? They turned down like $1 billion and now they're worth like...
I'm going to double check that just so I'm right, but I'm pretty sure.
But what were you about to say? You're having the epiphany that you're doing every single new thing?
Yeah, and I was just like, I don't think that's realistic. Like,
no,
I,
you
like,
got...
Like, hopefully, we all keep doing this for like 10, 15 more years. Like, we're young, you know? I can't be on like 10 apps.
No.
You know? I'm like, I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I gave TikTok a shot. If there's another thing, and then another thing, and another... It's like, no. I refuse, you know?
Yeah.
It's like when you were a movie star back in the day, you were like, I do movies. I don't do TV. I don't do plays. I don't do, you know, you just pick your fucking lane and do it because I think it's just crazy.
The Cam who works here, who's very good, he does like all of my TikTok. Like, I've never been on the app, but I'm on there.
Do you have a lot of followers?
I don't know.
Yeah, see, I feel like
he just literally makes them. Like, he makes them.
Does he make them?
Does he come to you and be like, do this?
No. He like takes clips of part of my take. I think so.
I feel like that works to an extent, but to really be like on that app and influence, it has to be like you're using it.
People
you know
have showed me, like, there was one guy, you know, that it was going semi-viral. The girl was like, why would I flirt with him? That one?
And the hot dog?
Yeah, yeah. And then it was me like stuffing my face with hot dogs. I don't know. Cam must have made that. I think it was. Did really well. I'm like, good job. Like,
yeah, I saw that, and it was like, I was like, that. Wow, it's like a good one by him because he was like, there's no way you just filmed that on TikTok.
No, that was like 2 years old. So it's like basically just use old anything footage I've ever done and just.
I think as long as it looks like it was maybe made recently. Like I feel like if it just like we took a 5 minute video and chopped it down to 1 minute, people like know that and they don't want to watch it. Whatever, 15 seconds. I feel like if you're using it, that's when you blow up. But here comes Frank sauntering in. You created a monster.
I can't even.
You created a monster with Frank.
What do you mean?
This whole crew has given that guy so much attention, and now he's a monster.
We love him.
He is. I love him. He is a runaway train.
He just comes over and
just a narcissist now.
I saw him
because the yak is like Frank. See this? Every time I see Ron, he's just like,
I don't even do cameras,
I'm his cameraman.
I saw him after the Met game. He was back in the office last night. I was like, oh, I saw. You saw some fans. Yeah. He goes, I saw a lot of fans.
He says, so we have on Saturday is the first parcel of the ballpark. COVID problems. We're supposed to have like 300 people. Now we can only have 100 people. And they also aren't comping anybody tickets. So usually we're there, but they were like, that's three more tickets that we could sell to the fans, whatever. So Frank says to me the other day, he's like, what's up with the tickets? And I'm like, yeah, you know, like COVID, and I don't think we're going to go. And he was like, well, we should be there. Like he was like, I have to be there for the people.
Yes.
Like, they need to see me.
You know?
I was like, I don't know, buy your fucking ticket.
He must have seen the ticket.
He has, like, limited package.
Yeah, like, 20 Saturdays or something like that.
Frank and I are, like, actually friends. Like, there's cameras not even on. He Rome watched it. He came over and talked to me about the transfer rule in the NCAA today for, like, 5 minutes. There were no cameras.
Yeah.
We were just chatting it up.
Jeff D'Lo said that, like, this was, like, a couple months ago. I think you were in the conversation, Two Fights. He was just, like, he kind of did it in a way where he was like, well, we're just friends now. Like, the bit is over. The bit has ended. We're just coworkers and friends.
We just talk sports.
Like he's going to be at the barbecue.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
he is good at just having an unbridled sports conversation.
Yes.
Like, if you don't want to have any nuance, not for any cameras, like, he'll just chop it up with you about
that. That's what he was doing for 20 years when he was just blogging to nobody.
I watched yesterday. Last night he posted at, like, midnight some... like really, really old baseball video of him like interviewing baseball players at MSU, and he's like, it's just like the oldest. It's like gotta be like one of the first videos ever recorded. You can like barely even
it's
see
in black
him
and white.
It.
Yeah. When someone's under like a drink.
When he did that interview at I think it's college, and he just had an Asian guy pretend to be Chan Ho Park.
Chan Ho Park. Yeah.
I mean, that's and what's funny is like if you were to do that, I'd be like, if PMT did that, I'd be like, this is fucking hilarious. He was just doing it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's
no.
like, well, we can't.
It was for
the
like a school
Park,
project.
So
yeah.
I mean,
he had fake Channel Park showing him different grips on the ball.
Yeah. My favorite break clip is when he was on Big Brain and they're like, how much money do you need? And he's like, at least $1 million.
Like,
Frank, is that a wild guess?
Yeah, it's a wild guess.
Yeah,
he's a special one. He's an absolute special one. And that's that. See, I feel like that's why you want a Russian. I think you want to, like, recapture another
Frank. I really feel like guys
like Frank are, like, truly one of a kind.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And Frank, you're saying that if we have the Russian in, that it's going to create a bad precedent that anyone who strolls in and is, like, remotely weird-looking...
Yes, unless the Russian is hired to be a barstool bouncer and stop those people from coming.
So he's the last one.
He can be
the
first and last, and that's it.
But no, I disagree with you because...
I don't think he's the first. I feel like we've got those before.
Yeah, how many Russians,
though? That get hired, from just walking in?
I feel
people
walk in and get on camera.
But he's Russian or Serbian or wherever the fuck he's from. How many of those, like, he clearly has a unique thing.
Yeah,
he's not just an average. Like,
that
he's
faking to be Russian, guys.
No, yeah. I watched the tape. if he was just a regular dude who walked in, we wouldn't even have had him on the act. Mm-hmm. Like, he was.
That's we would.
He was a freak.
We had no idea that he was Russian until he came in, and then we were all like, we all thought he was faking his accent for the first like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
we just knew he was 6'8".
Yeah, we were like, who's this?
His size has varied. He's like fucking Paul Bunyan now. Yeah. He's got legend size.
He's shooting fireballs from his ass now. I mean, it's ridiculous. All right, it's a little short edition here of Friday Night Pints, but shout out to the Yak Crew. You can listen to them every day at 1 o'clock. Make sure you get your slicks for the summertime.
Slicks.
We've got rum.
Back three slicks. I feel pretty good.
And it was cold. We've got pineapple daiquiri, a strawberry daiquiri. We've got blue raspberry margaritas. We've got all sorts of different flavors. Go to slickspiritedice.com. That's slick with a Q. S-L-I-Q. Spiritedice.com. Find out how to get slick for the summer. And shout out to the Yak guys. Go listen to them. See you guys next week.
Yes, sir.
I've got that Friday feeling. I've got that Friday feeling.